Welcome back. I'm Ian Masters, and this is Background Briefing. And joining us now is Jessica Levinson, a professor at Loyola Law School, where she focuses on election law and governance issues, including campaign finance, ethics, and state budgets. She wrote an amicus brief for the Supreme Court in McCormish versus Bennett, the case in which John Roberts and four other justices ruled to limit public funding in elections. She also is the editor of the blog Pollawtics.blogspot.com and has an article at the Sacramento Bee, Will the SEC Save Us from Citizens United? Welcome to Background Briefing, Jessica Levinson.
Great to be here.
And Jessica, I've been doing some interviews lately with Michael Copps, this FCC commissioner who just left the Federal Communications Commission, and also another former FCC commissioner about how the FCC actually has in its charter the ability to get the television oligopolies and the owners of the television to force the people that pay for ads in campaigns, which is really how political campaigns are conducted nowadays. They're all done through advertising, and that's what these politicians raise all the money for, is for ad buys. And the idea is that they could actually, if the FCC decided to step up to the plate, they could force these people who are putting out these campaigns to identify who's paying for them. And they don't do it because I guess they don't have the political will or whatever the reasons are. And now you come along and say there's another federal agency, an unlikely one at that, the Securities Exchange Commission, that might be able to save us from Citizens United. So lay it out for us, if you will.
Well, I will, but first I want to respond to what you said, which is that this has just been such a massive regulatory failing on so many fronts. I mean, the FCC could have done something, but also the FEC, the Federal Election Commission, really should have stepped up to the plate and reacted to the Citizens United decision, now 3 years, three plus years old, and the IRS also should have reacted to the decision. So we have really a widespread regulatory failing, and now what we're doing is turning towards the Securities Exchange Commission, as you said, not a particularly likely suspect, but the petition that's being floated is essentially asking the SEC require that corporations, when they spend political funds, and this is only publicly traded corporations, require that they tell their shareholders, what are you spending this money about? You know, who is it in support of? How much money is being spent? And the idea is that this would arm shareholders with the information necessary really to hold the directors and officers of publicly traded corporations accountable. It's interesting because the Citizens United decision that Justice Kennedy authored absolutely envisioned a world in which we would have this kind of disclosure. And, you know, that world has not come to fruition. And what we're looking to, you know, now is, as I said, very unlikely suspects trying to get the SEC to do part of the work here. It wouldn't go all of the way. I mean, as you know, Ian, we have massive spending by entities that are not publicly traded corporations, nonprofit entities, trade associations. So,
and the Koch brothers. I mean, right. private individuals and Sheldon Adelson.
That's exactly right. So this is not a panacea. This will get us part of the way, but it is hardly despite the kind of provocative title that I picked for my op-ed, it doesn't get us all of the way there.
Well, obviously corporations, I mean, one of the reasons why we have so-called balance in our media, where you have to have the pro argument and the con argument and then end up with this meaningless mush, in that's how media is structured. That comes from the newspaper owners who didn't want to offend half their readers who are Republicans and half of them who are Democrats. And the same applies, I think, for corporate CEOs, they don't want to advertise their political preferences if it's going to upset half their customers. So that there's a certain logic to that. But of course, what's happening now is with these 501c4s, these new instruments that have been brought out by Karl Rove and others, the corporations can put money in without any, and when you said earlier that the IRS has failed, what's happening with all of these 501c4s that came up in the last cycle? My understanding is that the Karl Roves of this world can just apply for a 501c4, which is this vehicle by which they can funnel all this anonymous money, and then at the end of the campaign, they can dissolve it without it even being valid. Is that what's happening?
Well, that's my understanding, and that's, you know, another huge failing of the regulatory system that's happened in the wake of Citizens United, which is that we just don't have the IRS saying these are not legitimate public welfare or, you know, charitable organizations. This is not a legitimate trade association. You should not be able to organize as a 501c4 or C6 because what you are is really a political committee. You look like a political committee. You spend like a political committee, in which case we should treat you as such, and we should require that the public, and particularly the voters, get the information necessary from a political committee so that they can really evaluate the funds, which we've said is speech, that comes out of these committees, and we can decide, you know, do we want to vote for this candidate, this proposition, you know, whatever it may be. But the idea that, you know, these are genuine social welfare organizations, I think just simply doesn't hold water in many instances. So, you know, the IRS really should not give these organizations the benefit of tax deductible status. And that, unfortunately, has been a huge loophole that has opened up, as you know, an enormous amount of dark money just floating throughout our system, money that is spent without the ability for the public to hold those spenders accountable for what they're saying.
And again, I'm speaking with Jessica Levinson, a professor at Loyola Law School, where she focuses on election law and governance issues, including campaign finance, ethics, and state budgets. She wrote an amicus brief for the Supreme Court in McCormish versus Bennett, the case in which John Roberts and four other justices ruled to limit public funding in elections. She's also the editor of the blog politics.blogspot.com and has an article at the Sacramento Bee, "Will the SEC Save Us from Citizens United?" So maybe this is a discussion for another day, Jessica, but the idea that the Federal Elections Commission, which of course lost the suit in Citizens United, they are completely useless. I mean, Obama hasn't even put Democrats on it. I don't know what's happening with that. They've completely abdicated. The Federal Communications Commission has the ability to force advertisers to reveal force the political donors to reveal who behind their advertising on the public airwaves. They haven't done it. The IRS, as you pointed out, haven't really looked into these vehicles for dark money, these 501c4s, etc., which are complete fictions, and they don't even get to the point where they're actually they just create them for the period of the election and then dissolve them later. So it's just literally a stroke of a pen, and you can hide all those billions. So just in the last few minutes, let's talk about what the SEC can do, the Securities and Exchange Commission.
Well, so the SEC, and the big problem here is that I think, unfortunately, we are going to be telling this tale as a similar regulatory failing where I'm not sure that they have the political will to act. But what they can do is use their power to say, publicly traded corporations, you know, you have to tell your shareholders when you're spending political funds. They're entitled to have this information. And, you know, as I said, Justice Kennedy in Citizens United said the solution for shareholders who are unhappy with how corporations spend money is to use the principles of corporate democracy, basically, to vote their directors and officers out. But shareholders simply don't have enough information to do that right now unless a corporation voluntarily gives this information. The petition that's filed with the SEC, which was signed by almost half a million people, which is absolutely a record by, you know, any standards. I mean, not many people frequent the SEC website to sign a petition, would require that publicly traded corporations give shareholders this information. I think, you know, I'll end with where I started, which is that, unfortunately, this may look like the FEC in terms of the commissioners failing to act. There are three Democrats, two Republicans. There's a new chairwoman, Mary Jo White. She's been on the job, I think, for 20 days, and by all accounts, she will be the deciding vote. I'm not sure. There's a lot of opposition to this within the regulated community, and I'm not sure there'll really be action on this.
Why are these big corporations against it? I mean, because they like the option of being able to spend money without it, having it attributed to them.
Well, I think it's what you said. They don't want to upset any shareholders. And frankly, I think that political spending a lot of times for corporations is simply the cost of doing business. So shareholders may see that money spent on both sides to advocate, you know, for opposing candidates. We know from a Supreme Court record about 10 years ago in a case called McConnell that type of behavior is not unusual. And corporations, you know, they're in the business of doing business. They provide services and sell widgets, and they're not particularly inclined to ruffle feathers or, as you said, to, you know, upset the people who really own the stock. And lack of disclosure allows them to hide and to avoid any such controversies.
Just in the last minute, Jessica, was Justice Kennedy naive, thinking that there could be some transparency instead of all this dark money?
Well, I hope that what he was simply just a little early in his prediction that there would be transparency. Certainly, his opinion hinges in such large part on the idea that the way we're going to prevent corruption or the appearance of corruption is just to give everyone all the information, not to put limits on the amount of money that's spent, but to just say to the public, here's who's spending the money, now you decide for yourselves.
But that's not happening.
That has absolutely not happened. I hope that it does happen.
Somebody's going to have to make it happen. It's not going to happen on its own.
It's not going to happen on its own, and we're going to have to see a lot more political bravery from members of regulatory agencies.
Well, I thank you so much for joining us here today, Jessica Levinson.
Thank you so much for having me.
Again, I've been speaking with Jessica Levinson, who's a professor at Loyola Law School, where she focuses on election law and governance issues, including campaign finance, ethics, and state budgets. She wrote an amicus brief for the Supreme Court in McCormish versus Bennett, the case in which John Roberts and four other justices ruled to limit public funding in elections. She's also the editor of the blog politics.blogspot.com and has an article at the Sacramento Bee, Will the SEC Save Us from Citizens United? This has been Background Briefing. I'm Ian Masters. I'd like to thank producer Graham Fitzgibbon and assistant producer Nick Garino. This program is available for podcasting at ianmasters.com. You can also contact me, and I'll be back again tomorrow at 5 p.m. with another Background Briefing. Bye for now.